study done by Stanford Research Institute and looking at leadership responsibilities and roles and how those were applied, they found that only 12% when looking at effective leadership, only 12% of the job or the task at hand is based on knowledge or vision. Only 12% of what they do. The other 88% is how effectively they deal with people. That's huge. So what they're seeing is most of the job is knowing how to work with people. It's not being the best at whatever. Chemist, engineer, teacher, politician, or whatever it happens to be. A lot of it, most of it, is how we interact. So again, we practice in that leadership. I spoke about this. Serving in our families, serving in our church relationships, in our daily activities, making the most of it, 88% of the time. Matthew chapter 7 is in there next. There's a statement in this chapter that so many misunderstand, but it also applies to this matter of how we interact with each other. Matthew 7 and verse 1, he says, "Judge not that you be not judged." And so, too many in the greater Christian community said, "Well, I'm not supposed to judge. Even if you're going against what Christ, God, has recorded in Scripture, I'm not to judge." But that's not what he's saying. Notice verse 2. "For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged." In other words, if you're going to hold the standard out, you need to live up to it. And we will be judged. We know that. Christ said it. He said, "The measure you use will be measured back to you." Now, the context he's talking about here is matters of judgment and condemnation. And humanly, we're very quick, and it's very easy for us to do that. But we belittle someone else, and that puts them below us. But many then extrapolate out from this, what we do unto others.
If you're in the process of doing that, and you remember that you have, that you
says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, if we consider ourselves a Christian, if we call ourselves by that title and name, he is a new creation. You and I, we should fundamentally be changed. Old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God. So this is what mankind has missed almost from the beginning. This is why war is so wrong. We are taking upon ourselves the right reserved to God to determine what someone lives in us. In transfer.